The new published report says at least a dozen victims and families of those killed in Rhode Island in 2003 in a nightclub fire have filed for bankruptcy protection while awaiting their share of a $176 million settlement. The Providence Journal reports its review of bankruptcy court records shows that some victims have lost their homes and vehicles or were laid off after they recovered from their injuries and returned to work. 100 people died in the fire in February 2003 at the Station nightclub. It started when a pyrotechnics group used by the band Great White ignited soundproofing foam in the building. Researchers have found that a urine test for a particular chemical may be useful in predicting which smokers will develop lung cancer. NPR's Joanne Silberner has the story.
Researchers from the University of Minnesota and Shanghai and Singapore suspected that a breakdown product of tobacco called NNAL might play a role in lung cancer. They looked for NNAL in the urine of 500 smokers, half of whom developed lung cancer. Smokers with high levels of NNAL were twice as likely to get lung cancer. Smokers with high levels of both NNAL and a nicotine-related compound were 8 times as likely. A low level of NNAL and a lower risk of lung cancer is no license to light up. Tobacco smoke causes other cancers, heart disease, and emphysema. Urine tests for the compound may someday be useful in identifying people who should be screened more frequently for lung cancer. The researchers reported their results at the American Association for Cancer Research meeting. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
A spokesman for the group Doctors Without Borders confirms that 2 workers of the group are missing in Somalia. Witnesses say the 2 may have been abducted by a masked gunman. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.